Chapter 16, Beneath His Feet. This is the climax of the redemptive work of Christ. Ephesians 1:19 through 23. We have seen Jesus after the resurrection exalted to the highest seat in the universe, with all dominion, all authority, all power beneath his feet. We know in Colossians 1:18, we are his feet, his body. All that is beneath his feet is beneath ours. His victory is our victory. There is no reason for Christ coming and entering the tremendous contest for our redemption unless it was for us. He did not do it for himself. What he did for us is ours. What is ours requires nothing but the taking. God did not do this work, then lock it up and keep it away from us and dole it out to a few. In his redemption, there is a perfect righteousness given us. That righteousness permits us to come boldly to the throne of grace. That righteousness permits us to enjoy the fullness of our rights in Christ. That righteousness is based on Romans 4:25 and 5:1. Being therefore justified on the ground of faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through his work on the cross and his death and resurrection, he made peace. He arose because he had conquered our enemies. He had put to naught those who had held us in bondage. Colossians 2:15, he put off from himself the principalities and the powers and made a show of them openly. We know that the Father planned our redemption. John 3:16. Jesus carries out that plan, Ephesians 1:7, 1 Peter 2:24, John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth hath eternal life. I believe that the plan was carried out, and that I have eternal life, that by his stripes I am healed, by his grace I am more than a conqueror. 1 John 5:13 declares that I have eternal life. If I have eternal life, I have my healing. For a complete exposition of healing in the plan of redemption, send for our book, Jesus the Healer. Thousands have been healed while reading this book. I have every need supplied so that I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. There is no struggle, no long agonizing prayer, no need of fasting to get it. It is mine. Ephesians 1:3 says that he has blessed me with every spiritual blessing. How do I get it? I just thank him for it. Thanksgiving throws the door open wide. Praise keeps it open. For years we have been taught that we had to groan and struggle and cry and pray and hold on to get the answer. All that is the work of unbelief and grows out of our ignorance of the Word and of our rights in Christ. If 1 Corinthians 3:21 is true, that all things are ours, and Colossians 2:9, we are complete in Him, and Ephesians 1:22, all things are beneath our feet and Satan has been conquered, and we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, where is the place for begging and crying? It dishonors the Father.